and a go-ahead by the UNDP to spend. So indeed, there are accumulated unpaid expenses to the tune of $1 million. The Ministry of Finance has started settling that debt. And as we speak, has paid a total of 550,000 towards settlement of that debt. So that does not pose an obstacle to this program at all.
There are also issues of increasing incidences of intimidation prior to this process. What is COPEC doing about this growing problem?
We have enlisted the help of the ZRP. We have brought this issue before the management committee. We are hoping that on Wednesday, principals will speak against the violence.
But Mr. Monzora, the Zimbabwean police has been known not to take any action, and there have been complaints of biases towards certain political parties. Well, what makes you think the Zimbabwean public is going to be any safer this time?
We cannot abandon a process because of a few rotten eggs. Why we think that this time around we may protection is that we have 350 officers under the direct supervision of COPEC.